Most days, Alexei Shedow is an experimental oncologist at Charles University's Faculty of Medicine. But when he meets with his brothers of the Black Dogs Motorcycle Club, Shedow no longer goes by his real name.
My nickname is Al Professore, which surprisingly has nothing to do with my real profession because I am a university professor. But this nickname is older than my academic career. It's a funny story and I wouldn't comment it.
Shedow is a member of the Black Dogs Law Enforcement Motorcycle Club, established in the Czech Republic in 2002, and he says he never questioned his decision to join.
I would say, never ever complained about this decision because club became to be very, very important part of my life, and I think it will be the same in future. Because really it's fascinating to have people you can really trust, 100% trust, without any politics and without any political concepts and without any hiding of anything. Everybody can be for himself like he really is, and it's extremely, extremely helpful for even for your daily life, starting from your psychic stability up to practical aspects of human life.
There are many different kinds of motorcycle clubs. Not all of them are officially recognized, and different factors can unite their members.
There is a number of features you can use for discrimination of motorcycle clubs. There are clubs which are clubs driven by, for example, trademarks of motorbikes members are using. So it's Yamaha Club, and it's of course there are two clubs around Harley-Davidson, for example. And it's one way how motorcyclists could go if they want to be members of something.
Unlike other motorcycle clubs, or MCs as they are commonly abbreviated, the Black Dogs Club isn't based on a motorcycle make or the friendship element alone. The club only accepts members from certain professions because it falls under the category of law enforcement clubs.
General requirements, because we belong to law enforcement motorcycle clubs, our members have to be from professions which are saving or protecting human life. And in reality, it means it's soldiers, policemen, firemen, doctors, and some lawyers which belong to, I would say, government services. Not private, but government services.
The admissions procedure is lengthy, and only those who are certain to fit into the established group can become a member of Black Dogs.
Profession is one requirement to be a member of Black Dogs, but procedure to be a member is long, and profession and job, definitely it's not enough. Absolutely critical is that person which want to join the club, person have to be accepted by all members of club. It means that there is long, several years waiting period, because it's similar for other clubs as well. First, somebody who is sort of candidate, it's called hang around. It's somebody who is sometimes joining club just to for some ride and for some our activities. He is typically friend of somebody, or he is recommended by some our friends. And it's first step, just we meet together, and he has no rights, no symbols, nothing.
The next step is to become a support and later a prospect, which puts candidates on the right track to becoming full-fledged members.
Then, if such person wants to continue and if it's acceptable for people in club, he became to be support. Support means that he can have some very limited symbol on his jacket. It's somebody who is believed he really could be when he became to be prospect. Prospect is person who wears first part of colors. Colors are symbols on back of jacket. And prospect is somebody who is seriously on right track to join the club in future.
At the end of the several year long admission procedure is membership with all its rights and obligations.
Then it's again 1-2 years, and from prospect, if he is really accepted by everybody, if his track is going successfully, then he is accepted to be full member. It's also called patch holder, because then he is allowed to have 3-piece colors on his back, which is final symbol of membership in the club.
And what was Shadow's own experience like going through the long procedure of becoming a member?
I started this club about 2000 and 2001 because I met some people from the club on shooting camp, and I meet with them from time to time, so I was typical hang around those times. And subsequently, because I realized that there is a number of really, really nice persons in, and I appreciated the philosophy of the club, and I knew something about clubs from before when I lived in abroad. It was, I would say, subsequent process, which finally finalized by this marriage, I would say. And I became to be a member, full member, 2004.
Motorcycle clubs first appeared in the United States in the 1960s and commonly don't have a reputation for adhering to or even protecting the law. Some of the most famous clubs even outright oppose it, such as the Hells Angels. Even though the Black Dogs are a law enforcement motorcycle club, Shadow is hesitant to criticize members of less law-abiding clubs.
On one hand, there are some common denominators. It's probably, let's say, affinity to enjoy life, and people love motorcycles, and they like to their community. They love freedom, and it's something which all bikers, and in some aspect even those non-organized bikers, what they like. You know, because we have something in common, all the clubs with this MC symbol. I don't want to speak against anybody, because basic attribute of motorbiking scene is proverb love and respect.
Traditionally, motorcycle clubs are divided into what are called 1% and 99% clubs.
Historically, there were some troubles in the 60s and 70s with some motorcycle clubs, and American Motorcycle Association, this organization, commented those problems and some fights and some wars between motorcyclists, and told that it's just only 1% of motorcycling scene is problematic and in some aspect even criminal. And the rest, 99%, is okay.
Law enforcement clubs don't fall in either category, since all members have to have a clean criminal record. The same goes for the Black Dogs Club, and its members believe that charity work is an important part of being an MC Club member.
We are collecting money, for example, handicapped children. We supported MDA Ride, which is an activity of Harley-Davidson, support of people suffering with muscular dystrophy. We supported, for example, Miss Deaf, which was organized, what Miss Deaf every year here in Prague. We appreciate and admire people who are fighting with their troubles and who are fighting with their lives, so it's nice for us to help them.
And with spring approaching, the Black Dogs are getting ready to take their motorcycles out of their garages and back on the streets.